This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation making its way through the process.
52.
Hearing no objection, the order...
Tuesday afternoon was dedicated to Senate Bills 52 and 44. Senator Nick Schroer of Defiance is the sponsor. He tells his colleagues this legislation seeks to modify provisions relating to public safety.
Families living in fear, businesses are closing their doors, and our police officers find themselves caught between a failing leadership and the dangerous criminals who have no respect for law and order.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Carla May of St. Louis mentions those who are interested in changing things in the Gateway City do not live there.
Paying attention and actually living it is more experienced and knowledgeable than looking at it from a distance.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Tony Luchtmeyer of Parkville says Senate Bills 52 and 44 remains a priority.
The original intention, at least in my mind, was to maybe start that debate this week. Some of you probably know Senator May was sick this week. This is an issue that she's particularly passionate about.
Senate Bills 52 and 44 has been set aside for further discussion.
Senate Bill 22.
Senator from Cash.
Wednesday afternoon saw time spent on Senate Bill 22. Senator Rick Bratton of Harrisonville is the sponsor. He says this bill would create new provisions relating to the treatment of summary statements prepared by the Missouri General Assembly for ballot measures.
If challenged, the court could render that ballot language is insufficient to describe said initiative petition or ballot language or ballot measure.
During discussion, Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City told the sponsor parts of his proposal could be helpful.
But I think everybody was in agreement that that is actually a really good measure, that actually expanding the language would probably actually add to some clarity in what we were asking of voters.
Senate Bill 22 also returns to the informal calendar for future consideration.
Good afternoon, members of the committee.
Monday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Local Government Elections and Pensions Committee heard Senate Bill 217. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor. He says this measure would modify provisions relating to foreign ownership of agricultural land.
Since its enactment in 2013, this law has divided the agriculture community and has caused a distrust between the people and their government.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 217.
Hello, I'm Senator Angela Mosley.
At the same time, the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee heard Senate Bill 41. Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant is the sponsor. She tells the panel her proposal would create the CTF medical alert system.
Defined as a person, including a child, who is missing under unexplained, involuntary, and suspicious circumstances.
Senate Bill 41 also awaits a committee vote.
You could expect debate over public safety.
There's all kinds of ideas out there.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says, in relation to ballot questions from this past November, he would like to keep these decisions in place.
They decide to try to take that away however they possibly can. When those things happen and come up, well, we can have better discussions on it. But right now, we're behind the voters. We try to support what the voters have voted for.
This coming before
the first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly is now one-third complete.
You and I have heard the motion.
Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.